How would you, how would you use it?
Well, like for example, when one of those spoiled children that try to put on an act, when especially when there's company, or, mm-hmm. or they're just making fools of themselves, or when mm-hmm. a person gets too drunk and they start acting silly, they're just making fools of themselves. Mm-hmm.
And someone who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money, you'd call him
Miser.
Any other name for him?
Stingy.
Mm-hmm. And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Common?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that there's nothing special about that person. I mean, that's just a ordinary
is it an
person.
Insult?
Well, I wouldn't take it as an insult. I mean, I would rather use ordinary than common.
What if you said that a girl is very common? What would that mean?
A girl?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know.
It would mean the same thing?
Well, it all depends on the way it's said, or...
What could it mean?
Well, it could mean that that girl would be boy crazy, or
mm-hmm.
she would talk to all the boys, or try to get to go with all the boys, or something like that. That's what I think. I don't
like
know.
Those prostitutes over the border?
Could be.
And say an older person, someone maybe up in their 80s who still gets around real well, doesn't show his age, didn't still do all his work, you say, well, for his age, he's still awfully...
spryt, or uh-huh. awfully gets around very well, or he's very... what's another word for that? Very active.
Mm-hmm. And say a child might say, well, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid or uh-huh. scared.
And you say, well, I don't see why she's scared now. She
wasn't.
Uh-huh. We're using the expression used to be. You say, why is she scared now? She
was not before,
uh-huh.
or she hasn't been, or she hadn't been.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say she didn't used to be, or used to
or
be?
Or didn't used to be.
Uh-huh.
Didn't used to be.
And say your children are out later than usual. You say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
upset or nervous or...
Or you say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You
uneasy.
Uh-huh. And you say, well, they'll get home all right. Just don't...
don't worry.
And someone leaves a lot of money on the table, then goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door. You'd say he's mighty...
careless.
And he said there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
silly.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the word queer or far?
Queer or funny
mm-hmm.
or odd.
What does the word queer mean?
Well, someone who acts kind of funny, that doesn't mm-hmm. act normal.
Has that word changed meanings in the past?
Yes, it does. I mean, well, we still use the word queer for
uh-huh.
a feminine man or something.
Uh-huh.
Or vice versa to a woman.
Uh-huh. Has that, you mean homosexual or?
Yeah, something like that.
Has the word queer always meant that to you?
Well, no. It has meant that, and it has meant something